GM and head coach Derek Keenan joins us. Derek, overall, you got to be pretty ecstatic, I would think, how that weekend played out for your team.
Yeah, we're rolling now. We played extremely well. I thought both games. I thought we were a little slow out of the gate on Friday, but we've been off for a week, and then I thought in the second half we kind of go as our back end goes, and they were dominant and held them really, really to no goals in the second half. I think they got one late with under 2 minutes to go, but that was a great performance by our defense and goaltending, and then the offense kind of takes it from there, and they've been going pretty well as well. So big weekend for us. You know, it could have gone the other way. We'd certainly be scrambling a bit, but I think it's put us in a pretty good position this early in the season.
The game on the road, I noticed that Bold was the first star. Didn't face a ton of shots. Did he face a lot of quality shots?
A couple transition chances, but I would say second half, definitely not. We caused a ton of turnovers, and they didn't really get much inside. Probably in the first half when we were a little bit. I think still finding our legs a bit. We were a little off on the back end. So, but he was good. I mean, he's been solid. I mean, he's one of the best in the business. And he has a good group in front of him. But he still has to make saves, and he's been there this year to make saves for us.
Now, Adam Jones, of course, who's leading scorer for Colorado coming in, he didn't play on Friday and then only had 2 points on Sunday afternoon. Did you have one-on-one matchups specifically? Did you have guys that you wanted going up against Grant and Jones?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we like to put Rubish on Grant if we can, and Minsky on Jones if we can. But you can't always get those. And if we play our team defense, there's a lot of switching and a lot of double teams in that. So, I mean, Ryan Dilks is good on either one of those guys as well. And, you know, Jeremy Thompson continues to get better as a defender, too. He was really good, I thought, in the weekend. And it's kind of the same as the last 2 years. He gets better as the season goes on. So, and then some unsung guys like John Lentz, you know, real solid. And we definitely try to get Rubish on Grant because of his power game. And then Jones, he's a dangerous player. I thought we did a real good job on him. And it was team defense. You know, we had double teams at the right time, and we had slides at the right time. And I thought we were excellent. Caused a lot of turnovers, and quite often turned that the other way in the transition.
Looking at your offense, Mark Matthews has 16 goals in this four-game winning streak for your team, where you guys have dominated 58-31. He's got 20 goals on the year, on pace for 60. Last year, only four guys had 40. He's already over halfway to his career high through six games, Derek. What's the biggest difference you've seen in Matthews' game?
I think without question, it's fitness. It's something that has continually gotten better from his rookie year. Last year, he was a little bit better. This year, he is way better. And he's down in weight. He's quicker, he's faster, he's really taking care of himself now in terms of his fitness regimen and his diet. So I think that's the biggest difference. You know, he's a big, strong man with obviously tremendous skill, but now he's added the ability to run by people and make people miss. And when you add that with that skill set and that size, he presents a lot of problems for defenders, and I think that's what we're seeing. And shooting the ball really well the last four games compared to the first two, I think. You know, a lot of balls on net, shooting it quickly and with purpose. He's been real good.
Derek Keenan, head coach and GM of the Rush, joins us. Derek, Zach Greer is another guy who got off to a slow start, but he's really picked it up for your team.
Yeah, I think it's the best I've ever seen him play since he's been in the league. And a little bit of a slow start, mostly injury-related, I think. He had a couple nicks from training camp. A foot in his back was bothering, but he's 100% now. And another guy that he's presented problems for defenders. His quickness side to side. And his shooting's been excellent. He's really mixed it up. You know, he got, I think, 7 on the weekend, and you know, 5 of them out of the 7, I think, were in all different spots. So that makes it difficult for a goaltender. But he's able to evade defenders and create his own shooting lane, and he quite often does it when he catches the ball while moving, and when he does that, as opposed to standing still, he's difficult to defend. And you know, I think great guys around him too, guys that are giving the ball the right opportunities, and he's been really producing for us.
The other side of the ball, Robert Church and the rookie right now, who obviously is a leading candidate to be a Rookie of the Year, Ben McIntosh. You're starting to get a little bit more balance from that side. Robert Church had a big weekend for you. How important is it? You know, obviously your offense, I still think, is going to go through the left side with Matthews and Greer, but how important is it to start to get some weapons on that other side?
Well, it really is, because, you know, teams are, you know, they'll just start focusing on the one side of the floor, but we welcome that if they do. We really have a lot of confidence in our right shots, and I'd like to see Conway get going a little bit more. But, you know, Robert has actually, he's been snake bitten a little bit. He's had tons of opportunities and hasn't put as many in the net as probably he would like. But Ben's been great. He's been pretty consistent. You know, he was a little quiet Friday night in Colorado, but he did score one big one for us, and then he had a couple on the weekend. So, and, you know, Robert's shooting problems, he'll fix them. He's a dedicated lacrosse rat, and he'll fix them. And then you got Jared Davis, who just does everything for us. And you know, got a big goal the other night in transition after a turnover, and, you know, creates turnovers and plays defense. And you know, he's one of those guys that if he doesn't score, it's okay, because he's just doing so many other things out there. But, yeah, I mean, we need that balance for sure.
Derek, after last season, 16-2, you know, it seems like it's championship or nothing for your team. But I don't know if you can look that far ahead. How do you get your team focused and motivated on a week-by-week basis when, you know, over the last 4 weeks, they've thoroughly dominated the opposition every game out?
Well, the group's been together now, the core group, for 3 or 4 years, and we've had our, you know, we've kind of been through a little bit of everything, you know, had our struggles, heartbreaking playoff losses, a tremendous regular season last year, and you know, and another heartbreaking loss in the semifinal. But they're a self-inspired and self-motivated group. You know, they kind of understand that if you take, you know, your foot off the gas in this league with the talent that's in the balance of power, and skill, and the amount of players in the league on each team, that you don't win. And I think it was shown in the first 2 weeks. I think we guys are a little bit caught up in, you know, probably reading about how great they were and how great our season was last year, and then we ran into a couple teams that were hungrier. So they got that hunger back, and, you know, without question, the ultimate goal is to win that championship, but it's a week-to-week process, and you need to battle through injuries and some, you know, sometimes some nights you don't have the best, but our guys have been able to battle through that the last 4 weeks, and certainly looking forward to going ahead and big game in a couple of weeks with a week off. But, you know, we look forward to playing Toronto in 2 weeks.
Will John LaFontaine be ready by then?
He will be, yeah. He'll be ready for sure, and, you know, we're probably going to need him. We're not sure on Corbeil yet. So far, the x-ray he had taken yesterday was negative, which is a good thing. So we'll see what's going to happen now. We'll get a bone scan done as well. But it's a foot injury, and it could be he may miss a week, but we're not sure. But I'll tell you, our guys really stepped up. He went down the other day in the first minute of the game. Mm-hmm. We played 59 minutes without a captain, and other guys just stepped up, and we didn't miss a beat. And he's a guy that you certainly don't want out very long, because, you know, from an overall perspective in terms of defense and transition and causing turnovers and picking up loose balls, he certainly is our top guy when it comes to that. So we need to have him in the lineup as much as we can.
I was going to ask you about that, you know, playing a guy short for basically the entire game, Derek, especially a guy who plays as much as Corbeil does on the back eight. How did it switch up the rotation that now you're down to eight? Like, did certain guys have to double shift more?
Yeah, a little bit. I think Lintz, and, well, the one good thing about having Sarchetti in the lineup is, you know, we usually only have three left shot defenders in the lineup when he's not in. So we still had three remaining after Korsakov, but mainly, really, it was Jared Davis who played everywhere. You know, he played out the front, stayed and played defense when we needed him. When guys needed a ball in the back, he'd come and go out the back door and then stay and play offense. And he was a guy that really, he gives us that balance and that, you know, that versatility that you really need in today's game with only 16 runners dressed. And he was a guy that kind of filled that void, but at the same time, other guys played a little bit more, especially, I think, Lintz, Cerchetti, and Cornwall.
So now you got an X-ray for Corbeil. Is he going to get an MRI?
I think what they'll do is a bone scan.
Okay.
It's, same kind of thing, but I think it's scheduled for this week at some point. So he had a similar injury, I think, 3 years ago and 3 or 4 years ago when he first got to Edmonton, actually. And it was kind of based out of a stress fracture, and it was on the opposite foot. So hopefully it's not that again, because he was out about 6 weeks for that. So we're hoping. But he was feeling better by yesterday, and we'll find out more later this week.
Derek, always good to catch up with you. Kind of a strange schedule. A bye week for you. And I know it's good, I guess, for Corbeil. But from a coaching perspective, how challenging has it been having so many bye weeks just the way the schedule has gone early on?
I know. I mean, now this is it. Now our schedule gets crazy. You know, four in a row. Four in March and six in April, then one in early May. So I would have rather kept going. But at the same time, it gives an opportunity for maybe Corbeil to heal. You know, and Toronto plays this weekend, so actually I'll get an opportunity to go up and watch the game live, which will be good, and scout it live and get a good look at them. They're obviously playing really, really well, so it'll be a big challenge for us. And typically when you have a week off like that, you know, we try to get a good practice in the night before, but at the same time you don't want to go too crazy because you want guys to be fresh for game time. And typically, though, you come out of the gate a little bit slow and so you get your legs under you, but we'll see how. I think our guys will be pretty fired up for that game. It's a big game, and they know they're playing a good team.
Well, Derek, enjoy another week off and some scouting. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks very much.